Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Ben Greenfield's 30 Ways to Reboot Your Body. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel like you've been treating your body like a neglected car?
Oh, absolutely. It's exactly that. He frames everything like you're a mechanic diagnosing what's sputtering. And honestly, it's refreshing because most health books are either too vague or they want you to overhaul your entire life. Greenfield says, find the broken system and fix just that.
Right. And he starts with the gut, which I think we all know by now is huge, but he gets super specific. It's not just eat more fiber. He talks about how some fermentable fibers can actually make things worse if your gut is already inflamed.
Yeah, the first reboot is essentially a gut reset. You strip your diet down to just easy proteins, healthy fats, and non-starchy veggies for a few days. It gives the intestinal lining a chance to repair. He's very surgical about it.
And then he moves to the mitochondria, which I've always thought of as these little battery packs in our cells. But he says mitochondrial dysfunction is the root of fatigue, metabolic slowdown, even aging. That hit me.
Totally. And his fix involves hormetic stress. Small doses of stress to make you stronger. Cold exposure is a big one. Brief cold showers or ice baths to activate brown fat and stimulate mitochondrial biogenesis. And then heat exposure through saunas triggers heat shock proteins that repair damaged cells.
I'm not gonna lie, I tried the cold shower thing this morning. It was brutal, but I did feel weirdly alert afterward. Is that the point?
Exactly. It's a biological intervention. And on the nutrition side, he recommends compounds like PQQ and CoQ10, which specifically support the electron transport chain. So you're turbocharging energy at the cellular level.
Then he shifts to the nervous system. He says most of us are stuck in fight or flight mode because of constant notifications and stress. So he has these two simple techniques. One is cyclic sighing, a double inhale followed by a long exhale. It's supposed to calm the amygdala fast.
And the other is non-sleep deep rest, which is basically lying down and doing a body scan, or yoga nidra. You can get restorative delta waves without actually sleeping. It's like maintenance for a fried brain.
What about supplementation? Because he doesn't do the kitchen sink approach, right? He's very targeted.
Yeah, he rejects taking dozens of pills. Instead, he advocates for cyclical use of nootropics for focus, adaptogens like ashwagandha for stress, and specific nutrients like zinc and magnesium to support hormone function. He has protocols for boosting testosterone and managing cortisol naturally.
And then there's the movement section, which goes way beyond a standard gym routine. He talks about primal movement, crawling, squatting, hanging, things our ancestors did. It's for mobility and nervous system repatterning, not just strength.
Right.
And he also recommends vibration therapy, standing on a vibrating platform to stimulate muscle contractions and improve bone density, plus self-myofascial release with foam rollers to break up fascia adhesions. It's about actively reorganizing your body's structure.
One of the more out there sections is about light and electromagnetism. He argues that artificial blue light and EMFs disrupt cellular function. So he suggests blue blocking glasses at night, getting morning sunlight without sunglasses, and even grounding, walking barefoot on the earth to absorb free electrons.
And he talks about PMF devices, which use low-frequency magnetic waves to stimulate cellular repair. It sounds fringe, but he backs it with biological rationale. Basically, we've created an unnatural environment, and these are ways to correct it.
Finally, he gets into longevity. He introduces senolytic compounds that clear out zombie cells, old cells that secrete inflammatory chemicals. And he promotes intermittent fasting for autophagy, the body's cellular garbage disposal.
And exercise snacking, short, intense bursts of activity throughout the day instead of one long workout. It improves insulin sensitivity and cardiovascular health. The whole message is that aging isn't passive decay. It's a program you can slow down.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that I can be the CEO of my own biology. I don't have to accept feeling tired or foggy as normal. I can pick one or two of these levers and start experimenting.
And if you want to explore more, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well, I'm definitely trying the cyclic sign tonight. Sophie, great talk as always.
You too, Sam. Remember, your body is waiting for the right signals. Give it a few good ones and it'll thrive. We'll see you in the next one.